Grace, mercy, and peace are yours. From God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Just off the High Line, that old railroad track in New York City between Midtown and Chelsea, a skyscraper known as The Edge rises over 1,100 feet above Manhattan. It's known for its 360-degree views. It's hemmed in by angled glass walls so you can look. And it has a glass floor observation deck. So when you stand on that glass, you aren't just looking at the skyline, you are looking straight down, 100 stories, 1,000 feet, into the heart of the city. It presents a dare to walk on air challenge. And quite honestly, just thinking about it gives me vertigo. But despite my fear, I find myself wanting to go there. I mean, it sounds really interesting. I want to see it. I want to see the city. But really, I want to go because I know my children will want to go, and they probably shouldn't go alone. But it makes me wonder, how do we take steps when the ground feels uncertain, like we're walking on air? Whether there's anxiety or a lot of fear. How do we move forward when the way ahead seems to disappear? Simple to say, but not easy to do. We take it one step at a time. Taking life one step at a time is precisely what the woman in our gospel story had to do today. For 12 years, that is all she has been able to manage, one step at a time. You see, she lived through a relentless cycle of illness that no doctor, no healer, no time could fix. She simply could not stop, could not control bleeding. Imagine the powerlessness of that situation, the constant diminishment of both body and spirit. She was caught in a pursuit of health and wellness that left her with no change and no money in her pocketbook. For 12 long years, she endured. It's a miracle that she survived that long. But it's an even greater miracle that she never lost hope. When she heard that Jesus came to town, her hope locked in on him. Now, in Mark's gospel, where this story comes from, we meet a Jesus who is teaching and healing everyone he meets, no matter who they are or where they are. Or what they are, an outsider across the sea, a high-ranking official and his young daughter across town. This woman thinks, if I just touch his cloak, maybe he can heal me too. It's all I've got left. Now, many sermons will focus on her action, on her reaching out, despite who she was, ritually unclean, a woman going to touch a man's clothing, a woman who has been very isolated because of her condition. And those kind of sermons might encourage listeners to just be bold and ask for healing despite their current circumstances or unworthiness. But the hope that we share in Jesus, his gospel word, isn't just try harder, reach out, do your best, and God will do the rest. It's not even that Jesus loves you, even though there's something wrong with you. The gospel of hope gives us hope. Because Jesus does not separate us separate himself from us. He knows the condition of being a human because he was one. Jesus does not separate himself from us, from what we endure. Jesus has come right into our sufferings. And he has no barriers, no reason not to help, to heal, and to restore. And so she takes a step in hope, a hope that gives her courage. She joins the crowd. She reaches out, and she touches the fringe of Jesus' clothes. And in that instant, in that moment, immediately, power goes out from him. And for the first time in 12 long years, immediately, she feels well. Jesus feels it too. And so he turns and he asks, "Who's touched my clothes?" And the disciples, they're really confused because they're saying, "Jesus, you're in a crowd. Everyone is touching your clothes. Everyone is pressing in on you." But the woman knows. And she comes forward in fear and in trembling and with immense courage. She comes forward and tells him the whole truth. "It was me. I was tired. I was sick. I was worn out. I did the only thing I could think of. I just reached out. I thought maybe even just your clothes could heal me. And now, I'm well." And Jesus doesn't reprimand her, doesn't say she should have known better, doesn't say she wasn't good enough. He looks her in the eyes and calls her daughter. "Go in peace. Your faith has made you well." So she walks away into a new future, one step at a time. Now, this story isn't just a nice story that we look back on from 2,000 years ago. We believe that this story is part of our story too, for all of us who suffer the condition of being a human being, for all of us who are up against things that we cannot control. But in our time today, this is exactly where the story can feel difficult. Because we start to look at our own lives or the lives of those we love, and we ask, "What about her? What about here? What about now?" We have taken the steps. We have looked for Jesus. We have reached out. We have asked for healing that ultimately does not come on this side of heaven. And it hurts. It utterly shatters us when we do not experience the same immediate physical healing as the woman in this story. And in those moments, we may wonder if Jesus is real, if he is here, and if we are good enough. And it's the preacher's role to say, "Yes, Jesus is real. Jesus is here. And you are good enough, worthy of healing. Just by the virtue of being who you are, a beloved child of God." How do we go forward? Well, just like that woman all of those years ago, in hope and by courage, We reach out to Jesus in prayer because we trust that he is who he says he is. The Son of God, born like us, lived among us, died for us, raised for us. I just keep thinking about the clothes that she reached out to touch are the same clothes that were taken from him on the cross, that he goes all the way to where we are. So that when all else fails and our bodies can go no further, Jesus will clothe us in God's love, hold us, and heal us whole. Because that's God's heart. That's God's will, that's God's intent to make us whole and to be with us even now while we wait for that. We trust that God in Christ comes to us in our suffering and walks with us. And at the end of our road, he will carry us home. Sometimes this life can feel like we're walking on a glass floor 1,000 feet in the air and wonder if the ground will hold all of who we are. It will. Trust the one who has walked it. So when you lose hope, when you are discouraged, don't look down. Look around. The great cloud of witnesses. See that there's a whole crowd here pressing in on Jesus. And there are others too. Those who have gone ahead. Others who are waiting on the other side. What do you ask when you talk to them? What do you imagine they're saying to you now? I love you. I'm still here. Jesus is who he says he is. You can trust him. Just do one step at a time. And hear this. Daughter, son, child of God, go in peace. Amen.